realms of Senith.
Okay, so I'm trying to remember what we already asked him. Is he a Bander?
He says no, if you ask him that.
Okay. Were you hired by them?
He says, Banefoot.
By Banefoot. Okay,
what's Zarek Banefoot.
Zarek Banefoot. What was the difference between Bander and Banefoot?
He says, well, Bainyur is, would be the lord of the house. So Bander sounds, he says, it sounds kind of like a titled name.
Okay.
He originally hired me to go find, help him and some other dwarf lord fight Biggie.
Biggie. Was
betrayed us after we slayed him. And that's how I turned into a ghost.
Okay, so you were also cursed?
Yeah, by Banefoot. Somehow, I'm stuck here. And all I've had to keep me company is a sandwich.
Here, as in this place specifically? Because didn't we see you at a different place previously?
Not this place specifically, just like, I don't know, like this. And then he kind of like holds his arms out like he's communicating he's a ghost and he's stuck here as a ghost. Not specifically to the place, though.
So like a cursed limbo, basically?
Yeah, it seems so.
So who's Biggie or Iggy, whatever you said?
Biggie. Oh, he was a red dragon. Well, his name was by Grothgar, but we called him Biggie. It was easier.
So after you died, you're stuck here, then why do you fight people that you find?
Well, I don't exactly have a choice in that, usually. But since I've had these, and he points at his sunglasses, he's like, I feel like, I don't know, this must have been like one of my effects when I was living. So like, it's a piece of me that's been returned.
Interesting. Do you know how to break the curse?
Which curse?
On the Banefoot clan.
Oh, on the Banefoot clan. Well, again, which one? There's a few. well, let's see. On his whole family? I don't know.
Would taking out the mummy also be helpful with that?
The mummy.
Banefoot.
Oh.
Did you not know that he turned into a mummy?
No, like I said, the last I saw him, he was quite alive. Well, you probably would need to talk to a cleric or something, or someone that knows a lot about religion, because that's where mummies come from. They're like religious zealots that are, wrapped up.
They're wrapped up in their religion, one could say.
Could someone roll a d20 for me? This is going to be his religion check.
10.
Okay. He says, all I know is the most important part of a mummy are the organs. Like they put them in vases and stuff.
Would these be always close to the mummy or perhaps stored somewhere specific?
If I'm to be honest, I don't know. I don't know where he would keep it, but he would definitely keep it someplace safe, you would think.
Like this crypt?
Oh, I mean, I guess that would make sense why I'm here, actually, now that you mention it.
So these organs would be like the phylactery of a lich, for example? Like they're still bound to them?
Well, I've never fought a lich, but I think so.
So I'm curious, and this was my question before, but apparently your glasses were in the way. Do you recognize any of the people that have been, like, made into statues here?
He looks around for a bit, and he goes, well, that one, he's pointing at the dwarf. He's like, that one's familiar. I don't know. I don't know who that is, but I think I'm supposed to.
Is the dwarf wearing glasses by chance?
No, it's not.
Is that a Banefoot, do you think? Or do you not know?
Well, maybe. You said this is a crypt, and you're asking a lot of questions about Zarek, so, yeah, I mean, it probably is. That doesn't look like Zarek. It's like the banner, that's the wrong banner, though, behind him. That's, I don't know that banner. And he looks over here at this banner, and he says, that one, though, that's Elkwood.
The blue one is Elkwood.
Yeah, and he looks around, he's like, yeah, all the blue ones are.
And the red ones are the ones that you don't know.
Right.
Is that not still Elkwood's banner?
No, it's not, but he seems to think it is.
So I'm still a little confused. Zarek is a Banefoot, but he's not Bander, which is like a title of the Lord or whatever. Who was Zarek who hired you?
Well, he was the oldest son of the Banefoot clan, and he came to help the Dwarf Lord and like a contingent of, I don't know, just locals go fight the dragon. Then he betrayed us. Zarek did. Cursed us somehow. He waited until we had just slain a dragon. Then he struck.
What sort of a person was he before that? Like, was he like a cleric or a soldier or what was he like?
Well, he was a priest.
Huh. So a priest, and now there are mummies. Seems like there's a connection there. I wonder if he's Bander now.
You see his, the dwarf, his eyes kind of get stuck, as it were, looking south on the map. Then he stops looking that way and looks at everybody again.
What's to the south?
He says, well, I don't know. I feel like I've seen people pass through here before.
Headed south?
No, going that way. He points to the north.
I mean, that's one thing we haven't done yet is, proceed. We got stuck in here on all the interesting figures and puzzles. Why the lion? Does the lion mean anything to you?
No.
I suppose I don't have any further questions for him. Well, he can keep my magnifying glass if he wants it.
Thanks.
No, I kind of, to the side, out of his earshot, whisper over to Maeve, should we invite him to join us? Would he be maybe helpful in taking out Bander?
I don't know. I mean, as a ghost, I'm not sure how much he can interact with the environment. I mean, I guess he said he was going to fight us, so maybe. But it'd also be interesting to see if anything else beyond here triggers any memory for him.
Yes, that could be useful.
So I guess we'll turn to him and be like, hey, did you want to come with us and see what's through that door?
Sure. That sounds like an adventure. I mean, gets really boring floating around in nothing.
All right, well, let's go then. Let's get this man an adventure.
Onward. Well, I say we check for traps on that door.
Yeah, we'll do that. Is that an investigation?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, so I rolled a 15. And investigation is 5, so 20.
All right, 20. As you inspect the door, you don't see anything that's noticeably strange about it.
Is it too thick to have a listen and see if I can hear anything on the other side?
It's a thick wall, but when you're checking it, you don't... it's not as thick as the walls, and you think you can hear through it, but you're not hearing anything other than it sounds like something burning on the other side.
Well, if it's like a raging fire on the other side, I suppose that could be a problem, so...
It's not. You don't think so anyway, because you've touched the door kind of as part of your inspection.
Okay.
It just sounds like a faint burning, like torches or sconces or something that's lit in the other room, you would guess.
Oh, gotcha. So it seems normal.
Yeah.
Or as normal as there being lighting in this underground crypt might be. So I'll look to my companions and like make sure they're cool with it if I start to push the door open.
Erevan will give a thumbs up.
So,
it's so bright.
Sorry about that. I was thinking something else. So you see a hallway. As I was saying, there's sconces on the walls that are lit. Erevan, make me an intelligence saving throw.
15.
Okay. All right. As you see the ghosts come in through the door, they disappear.
Sad face. Poor guy can't go on an adventure. It's not allowed. It's against the rules.
Apparently so. Guess he is limited as to where he can go.
We should at least reunite him with his sandwich.
He seems pretty easily angered. I would be worried about his reaction to the no longer living necro manwich.
Fair. Probably liked it better when it was living.
Dude was probably close friends with the necro manwich.
Plus, you'll notice that it's missing lettuce.
Well, not our fault. Motherfucker decided to throw that around. sandwich did that, not us.
See, that's probably true. We'll leave the sandwich where it is. Leave the ghosty where he is. So ahead of us is a door.
Yep, ahead of you is a door, and then flanking you on both sides are another door. Other doors.
I want to carefully and attentively prowl the hallway and make my way to the side door, like, over this way, but paying attention to the walls and floor and everything as we go, seeing if there's anything interesting.
I'll be right back.
Okay. The hallway does not seem to be trapped. It doesn't, nothing sticks out to you as particularly odd. You find a pressure plate that's near one of the doors, and you're not sure what it's connected to. It would be this door.
It doesn't seem like a trap, just some sort of a device activator.
Possibly. You don't see it connected to anything as you're checking on the floor, kind of looking through the cracks.
Okay. So is there anything like that to the other side, like in front of that other door?
No.
Looking to see if I have anything with weight to it. Looks like just a crowbar. So what if I, like, toss my crowbar on that pressure plate, standing back from it? Unless anybody seems to think that's an awful idea.
I guess go for it. See what happens.
So I don't want to just disarm it and possibly, you know, make it not work anymore if it's not actually a trap.
Okay, so you toss it on there, on the plate that's over here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you toss it on there. The pressure plate activates and you don't hear anything happen.
Interesting. And I can't find another one anywhere in this hall.
You're not seeing one.
So maybe it did something on the other side of that door?
Possibly. Well, you know, I didn't think to check the door before I did that and see if, like, it was locked and now it's not. But I don't know. So I want to just investigate it further and check out the door. Possibly open it if I can.
All right. I'll say you spend enough time with it that you can just take a 10 unless you want to roll.
I don't know, but what skill would it be that I need?
Investigation if you're checking out the door.
A 10 is a 15 then.
Okay. Yeah. The door seems clear and you don't see a lock on it.
Okay. Then I'll set about pushing it open carefully. Are these more sarcophaguses?
Yes, they are. These ones are, you see some raised ones to the edges. They're just platforms, though, not like tombs like these ones.
So if I'm taking a gander in here and pick up my crowbar, what happens?
You don't see anything change.
Did I hear anything when I picked it up?
Just the pressure plate deactivating.
I don't know if I want to leave it there or take it with me.
You think it could have signaled someone?
It could have. I don't actually know what it does. Not going to lie, I was low-key hoping that it would lure the ghost in here, but that didn't happen. So, sorry. We might die.
So, what are these, like, white circle things? Are those, like, ashes or something? Like urns?
They kind of look like urns, yeah.
There's a couple of urns. You see like an incense, a bowl for incense.
I want to check out those raised platforms because they seem to have exposed skeletons and remains on them. Do they seem interesting or just skeletons and remains?
Kind of move your token to where you're walking.
I'll join you in here. Maybe I'll go check out this one.
I cannot move my token for whatever reason.
Oh, you changed your name probably.
Oh, well, I changed browsers entirely because I had it open on Firefox at first until I remembered it doesn't work on Firefox.
Well, it does until a little bit later. Yeah, sorry that. Okay, so as you're walking in and you go to that platform to check out the bones, go ahead and roll perception checks, all three of you.
18.
16, 18, 9.
9.
9. All right, so... Erevan and Alita, you notice that there's something hiding behind this pillar, and they're hiding quite well.
I whisper to the other two, hey, did you notice that? There's something over there for sure.
I'll look over that way, but I'm guessing with a 9, I don't see much.
No, you don't see what they're pointing at, but, They just like caught a glimpse of something that was moving as you came in unsynchronized, and I was trying to keep out of sight of everybody, but Erevan and Alita managed to see it.
Erevan will keep an eye on it, but won't do anything just yet. But I would say he probably readies an action to Eldritch Blast if it shows any sign of hostility.
Okay.
I want to keep an eye and like gradually mosey my way all like nonchalantly over this way, studying things the way that I have been, looking at walls and floors and sarcophaguses or sarcophagi. Did we decide whether which way to say that? I don't know.
I think it's sarcophagi.
The multiple sarcophagus names.
Yeah, you're just petting everything, I guess.
I'm not petting it. I'm looking at it, maybe poking here and there, but
I thought you loved petting things.
There was a lion. Big kitty.
Okay, so you're moseying slowly over that way. Alita, you're still over at the platform, kind of inspecting the bones. Nothing is nothing particularly interesting other than the bones.
Okay. Is there anything, like you said, the bones are interesting. Is there anything interesting about them or just that they're bones?
These ones are a little bit different in that they are dwarf-sized. It's a dwarf-sized femur and stuff like that, but considering that's the first evidence of, you know, dwarf here. So how far over does Maeve wander?
So I'm trying to make it seem like I haven't noticed anything in that corner. I mean, I haven't, but they did. But yeah, I'm just like keeping a, you know, leisurely pace while I'm studying, but I am going to keep moving in that direction, kind of like braced for whatever I might find over there.
Go ahead and roll for me a deception check.
That's a nice one. 26.
Okay. You managed to continue forward without whatever it is seeming to pop out or anything.
What am I standing in front of? It looks like there's some kind of an indent or something here. Or is it just like stonework?
You see several skulls sitting on a shelf on display.
Interesting. Move this way and look at these sarcophagi. Guy. Are they all the same?
They seem to be. This one, however, you notice that there's a bit of an opening to it.
As an opening that was forced open or just built into it?
It looks like it's been moved a bit.
Oh, gotcha. I want to investigate what I can see in that opening.
You have dark vision, I think. So, you see...
Yeah, that's like dark vision's 60 feet. What is that?
That is the start of initiative rolls.
That was in the sarcophagi?
It's in there. It tries to reach out for Maeve, but because she's on alert here, she jumps back.
That is 20.
20.
Erevan has an 11.
8.
Okay, first up will probably be Maeve.
What am I encountering? Can I tell?
It looks like the corpse just reached for you.
Okay. Well, then I suppose... Suppose I will, I don't really know how to, like, picture this in my head. Like, he's in the sarcophagus with the lid partially cracked reaching for me.
Yeah, yeah.
What if we just close the lid?
Yeah, I was thinking that, but I'm not particularly strong. So, I don't know, I guess I could try to, like, slice his arm away or something. I'm not really sure how well I could even reach him. So, yeah, I guess I poke at him with my rapier.
Okay.
22?
That's a hit.
That is 9 piercing damage. I'm guessing not a sneak attack, because he kind of sneaked me.
Is that your turn?
So if I were to step back, would that provoke?
No.
No.
Yeah, okay. Then I probably will back away. Oh, I don't know where I should go, though, because I don't want to invite more to join the party. Yeah, screw it. I'm going to move this way. I think that's my turn.
All right. At the end of your turn, the lid starts being pushed completely off, and now it's going to be Erevan's turn.
Erevan is going to charge up to this thing and start swinging, I guess. Oof, 10 and 15.
Okay, I need you to roll for me 2 wisdom saves.
22 and 7.
Okay. You're quite certain you should have hit him both times, but you see your weapons... And even yourself just go right straight through him. And with your wisdom saving throw you just rolled, you realize that there's something wrong with you. It's not a feature of the creature.
Is there any kind of ability to check I can make to try and figure out what the fuck is going on?
So you used your attacks. You would have to do an arcana roll, probably, for another guess. I'll let you do it, though.
Well, here goes. 24 with a natural 20.
24. All right. You are somehow ethereal.
That's not good.
Can we tell? Like, does he look different to us?
He doesn't look different to you, but you see him behaving as though, like, he's not... Or he's an illusion, like a magical illusion. I suppose that would come with your arcana check as well. It's like, you are in an illusion right now.
Did that happen to me when I was stabbing at him?
No. Anything else on your turn, Erevan?
I don't think so.
Okay. Alita, go ahead.
Well, I think that I might keep my distance. Well, is he like showing enough that I could throw darts at him from there?
Yeah, yeah. He's like sitting up and... starting to crawl out of the tomb or the sarcophagus.
Okay.
Apparently, you can throw things through Erevan.
Oh, right. Okay. So I'm trying to remember. Okay, so the hit has the plus, right? And then, okay, well, that's roll really... Okay, so 26 to hit.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely a hit.
Okay, and then the damage. Where's my d4? 5.
Okay. Any other attacks you have? I think you have extra attack, possibly.
Yeah, I need to look at...
One of these days, I'll look up monks so I can help you a bit on them.
Okay, so... I can't really do unarmed strikes from where I am, can I? Or should I... Maybe I should just run up there to do my unarmed strikes?
You could. You also do have extra attack starting at level 5, so you could throw another dart or whatever you're doing as well.
Okay. Yeah, most of these extra things are about doing the unarmed stuff.
Although, I think you'd have to run up to it to do unarmed stuff, usually. Was it like punching and kicking, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that are like the flurry of blows. Okay, well, so I guess I'll just do another dart from here then and not get really close.
Okay.
Okay, so that's... 24.
Definitely a hit.
So is that right? Like it says plus 7 to the hit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, 8 damage.
Okay, is that your turn?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so you see that thing that was hiding behind a pillar run out and charge at Erevan, and it takes a couple swings at Erevan. Let's see if they even hit you.
Is that even possible while I'm ethereal?
Okay. Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to figure out right now with the rolls. Where's this attacks? Multi-tang. Okay, it has a greatsword. Plus, yeah, I think that's a hit. That's going to be a 19 to hit.
Just barely, yeah.
Yeah, and you and it sees that its sword goes right through you. So let me see if it makes the check to realize you're an illusion. He does not. So he takes another swing at you. Nat 20, he crits you.
Yeah, if it's not aware of my presence, it probably feels threatened.
Well, even the original one that I was fighting?
Yeah, it also failed its thing. Or it didn't even get a chance to attack yet, actually, so... Yeah, he's threatening.
Okay. So then I'm gonna... I don't want to touch it, it's gross.
So is this other one also a corpse, or is it something else?
It looks gross, this other thing. It's much bigger, and it looks like waterlogged.
Yeah, it looks like now it says Drowned Master.
Okay, so 18 to hit with my rapier of the dwarf skelly guy.
Okay.
And I'm going to do a sneak attack since it's technically threatened.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
That's 24 damage on him.
All right, he's gone.
And that is my turn.
Erevan, your turn. Go and do your turn, then I'll have Peter take his.
Erevan is going to step back a little bit and attempt an Eldritch Blast.
Okay. Nat 1, it misses you.
Like, it's one thing when you stab me in the heart and it somehow goes right through me, but it's another thing when you miss so badly when, like, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Erevan is actually going to taunt him, too.
Come at me, bro.
Get better.
Yeah.
8 and 19.
The 19 would hit, but as goes right you're... through. Well, it looks like it hits him, but it doesn't actually seem to do any damage. However, the master laughs and it's like, it seems amused, like it thinks it's invincible or something.
Yeah, well, right back at you. I'm invincible too, because you suck. And Aravon's going to run away. I don't think I can go there.
All right, Peter.
What's this guy?
He was hiding behind a pillar. Thinks it's smart.
Okay.
And it kind of came out.
I say he thinks he's smart, but he's not. And I'll cast Vicious Mockery on him. Wisdom saving throw 15. Okay. Or take. Yep. It's a make it or fail. He might be smart. That's my turn.
All right. You get another turn now.
Oh, same thing. He thinks he's smart, but he's not.
Okay, that works on him.
He hurt his feelings.
Yep. 4 points of
emotional
damage. Yeah, ego damage.
Okay. And that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not like hideous laughter or anything, right?
Right, yeah. It's just, well, he gets a disadvantage on the next attack roll it makes for the end of its next turn.
Erevan seems kind of ineffective. Like he's
more so than normal. Just Erevan. Erevan
did 4 points of emotional damage.
Yep. I got a little too amped up with the vicious mockery, Erevan. I apologize. You didn't deserve that.
Friendly fire.
Oh, that's your turn.
Friendly fire. Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm gonna continue to kind of stay back. Let's see. Okay, so 26 to hit.
Yep.
7 damage. Then I'll just throw another dart here. Oh, okay, so nat 20.
Really damaged twice.
Oh, okay. Am I just taking the larger one or?
No, you add them together.
11.
Okay. Anything else on your turn?
I position myself behind this.
Okay. All right. He runs up to here and he takes a kick at the cover of that tombstone.
So I just read that I have an ability to, if something comes within 5 feet of me, I can take a reaction and without provoking, do this.
15 you can move?
Feet. Yeah, I can move away 15 feet.
And it doesn't provoke it, you said, right?
Doesn't provoke. It's because I'm a scout.
Nice. Okay, so he kicks the lid of this tomb right here at Alita.
Which one? Oh.
One right here. So, I don't know, I guess.
So I was kind of ducked down. Maybe it just went over me? Or, like, how far did he kick it?
Well, you can roll a dex save. Go ahead, roll up a dex save. Let's see if you can dodge out of the way. It's going to be a low one, so it should be easy.
Where is dexterity? Well, 10.
That's what you needed. So yeah, it flies right over your head as you duck down. Just barely, though. Check it out, Erevan. Bloop.
Hey guys, what's up? How you doing today?
Push the lid closed.
All right, that's its turn, so we're back at the top with Maeve.
Is ghosty Erevan provoking again?
Yeah, he is.
Am I provoking, threatening, I mean?
He's threatening drowned master, yep.
Okay, then I'm gonna shoot him with my bow and arrow.
Okay.
Oh, I got a 20, and I think I have a orc thing I can do with that. Hold on. Oh yeah.
Plus sneak attack, that's brutal.
Yeah, so when you score a critical hit, oh, with a melee weapon, so with my ranged weapon, it doesn't count.
It's gotta be discrimination, like, it's weaponist.
I hear rolling so many die behind me.
27 damage. That was 6d6 because it's my sneak attack plus my d6. plus an extra d6. Oh, plus 6. So what did I say? 27 plus 6 is more. 33.
Take that.
Yeah, that was a lot of damage.
Phil Swift would be proud.
All right, Tomb Dwarf is not next. It's Erevan.
Erevan is just going to say, fuck you, I'm out of here. Be right back. He's going to dash away.
All right, he gets disadvantage.
I think I
plus can... Plus 7, 19 to hit. I think hits you, right?
Probably, yeah. But also not.
Okay, the ruse is up. It realizes you are not actually there.
Ha, you thought. Got him.
Stand on the platform thing. See if it brings you back.
What platform thing?
The trigger. What do you call it? The pressure plate.
I think he is on it, isn't he?
Yeah, he probably would have been. It doesn't move when you stand on it, though.
Apparently you gotta crowbar it.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think that has anything to do with it.
Peter.
What square is this one in?
It would technically be kind of, it's like laying down still inside of the sarcophagus that's just opened.
So it's kind of in both? It's kind of in both?
It's kind of in both. It'd be, if you go ahead and do what you're trying to do and I'll, yeah.
Okay. I don't know what's going on with Erevan. Looks like he
ran right through you.
He ran right through me? That was not pleasant. You must ask for consent. I'll say, and then I'll start singing a weird song about trick-or-treating, and I'll cast Nathar's Mischief in this, in a cube, a 20-foot cube.
Okay. Do I have to roll saves for these guys?
Yeah, it's a 20-foot cube. I got to roll a thing. It's concentration. So hold on. We got to determine what... here, let me roll on this thing. So it's a 4. So drops of molasses hover in the cube, making it difficult terrain until the start of my next turn. Okay. Well, but this stays. This 20-foot cube stays. And I can move it up to 10 feet. And every turn, I could roll on that table and do different things with it.
Does that mean I don't want to go in that?
Well, these 4.
Okay.
Yeah, just these 4. I don't know how to mark anything like that. But AOE? Oh, AOE. Cube. There.
You've been molassesed.
Yeah, difficult terrain. They've been molassesed. Did. Okay. And I'll move up there. Oops, I will not do what I just did.
Press here. W.
There you go.
Is that your turn?
That is my turn, yeah.
Okay, they don't have saves or anything until their turn, probably?
Yeah, it's just difficult terrain.
Whose turn is it?
Yeah. So I have an idea that I want to close the lid on this guy, and I think that the molasses might actually be helpful. Like, it could glue the lid down. Yeah. So I'm not sure what kind of role that is to push the lid closed.
Strength check at advantage. The DC would be 13. All right, be right back for real.
Okay. What does the advantage mean? Does that mean I roll it twice?
Yep. Then you take the higher result.
Okay. All right, 19. And then I add the strength. Where's my strength?
You've already succeeded with 19 on the die.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I just push it closed and makes a nice seal with that molasses.
Through the power of mischief, you are sealed.
And then I think I better attack that other guy.
That might have been your action, though.
Yeah, but I should have another action. And I could actually use a key point to do it. So let's see. I think I'm going to jump right up here so that I'm close enough. And then, let's see here. Go ahead and use my quarterstaff. Yeah, that's got a good reach.
Is shoving the tombstone like a full action or like a bonus action?
It would be a normal action.
Yeah, so I don't think you can attack unless you have something that lets you attack with a bonus action.
I used a key point. Let me look at my thing.
Knowing monks, they might have...
Might not be able to use my... I mean, he did say I had just an extra attack, though, after level 5.
You do when you take the attack action, yeah.
If it's an attack action. Okay, yeah. Well, so I guess I can't use the quarterstaff then, but I can use my key point... and do two flurry of blows instead. So, like, I don't know, maybe I'm kicking him then. Okay, so hang on, let me see. What's the hit on that? Okay, so 14 with that hit?
Yep, that's what you need.
Okay, and then, okay, 6 damage, and I'll kick him again. All right, 25, and 7 damage.
Okay, so you did an action and a couple kicks with your bonus action using a key point, if I'm understanding, mm-hmm. right? Okay.
Yeah. So I might, I can still move, right? Like, hop back down here.
If you want to, yeah.
Give myself a tiny bit more cover.
Okay. Again, he's going to try and kick the lid off that you just put on there.
Here we go.
How well does that molasses seal?
Well, you got it up there with advantage. It seemed to have turned it more slippery, is my thought. It's not dried yet. It's not like beeswax or something. Dex save for you as the lid again comes at you.
Here we go again.
I feel like you don't bake with molasses very often.
Yeah, it's sticky.
Okay. Really sticky. Well.
Okay, Dex. Okay, 16.
Yeah, you're good then. All right, we'll say it's only half off then, since I'm not a baker. My apologies there. That's his action. You said this is difficult terrain, but yep. You can get out, right?
Yep.
You can move that box, right?
I can.
Okay. You see a head stick out.
That was funny. Like, hello again!
Maeve, it's your turn as he's standing up inside of there and he climbs out.
So with her having like weapons all over her body, is she threatening the drowned master?
Yeah. Her face threatens stuff, so.
That's what I thought. All right, I'm going to shoot him again.
She is a weapon.
Oh, I got a 19 this time. Another 20 would have been nice. Okay, 24 damage for that hit.
Okay. On John Master?
Correct.
Is that your turn?
I still have a movement and a bonus action, and I'm trying to figure out whether I want to do anything about that. So could I use these sarcophagus things to hide?
Like hide behind them? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like here or something? Okay. I was thinking, I was like, well, you're going to take the lid off and hop in, or?
No, because there are people in these. First of all, that's just disrespectful. Secondly, they're mean.
I just went to the most obnoxious and weird one. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. They're big enough.
Crouch behind and hide. Yeah. So do I have to do a hide check? Yeah.
You will. Yeah. Just keep the hide check for me. Erevan's your turn. Unless you're doing a bonus action thing. Well, that was your bonus action.
That was my bonus action, and I did.
Yeah, you're all cutting out for me.
Yeah, me too. It's out like yeah. We might have lost them.
Might have.
So what happened after Erevan moved?
Where'd you move to? Over here?
Yeah.
Nothing seems to happen.
Well, suppose I didn't even notice when I became ethereal in the first place. So, might have worked, but I suppose we'll see. It's the end of his turn.
Okay. Well, when he comes back, it's Peter's turn. Alita, are you here?
I'm just cutting a grapefruit.
Okay.
Is it my turn? Or?
Oh, yeah, no, it can be if you want to. It can be your turn while Peter is not cutting a grapefruit and doing something else. But if you want to cut that grapefruit, go ahead. No, you're breaking up. Am I breaking up?
Well, you're not breaking up.
Okay.
Yeah, she's breaking up for me, too.
Uh-oh.
No, you're clear.
Yeah, it seems to be better now, but it was kind of bad for a second there.
Okay, well, now I've got my dice here. Oh, no. This probably won't be enough. Oh, I guess 10 to hit.
Nope, that's not enough.
Okay, so what can I do?
What were you trying to hit with?
My vicious spear.
Okay, so I think you actually get... go ahead.
Well, yeah, I was going to say I could use the flurry of blows again. Use a key point and do another two.
Well, as part of your attack action, you actually get two attacks.
Okay.
With that extra attack feature.
Try again. Okay, so that makes 22.
Definitely hit.
Oh, 8. Where's that?
Are we back?
Seems
okay.
So.
All right. 7 damage. And then I guess I'll go ahead and use another key point and do my couple of flurry of blows.
Okay.
While he's standing next to me. 14.
Yep.
4 damage. Oh, 13.
Nope, just missed.
Okay, so I'm going to move myself a little bit away. Or can I not? Because that would disadvantage me.
It will provoke an attack from him if you just leave his range.
Okay. I guess just I'm here then.
Okay. You sure you don't want to get hit by a greatsword? No?
What? This is like optionable? No thanks.
Okay, I guess you'll stay there then. Peter, it's your turn if she's okay. Done.
Well, I'll keep the thing where it is and I'll roll the d4. It's a 3. And that, you must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or begin giggling until the start of your next turn. A giggling creature is incapacitated and uses its movement to move in a random direction. The DC is 15, I think.
All right. He starts laughing and walks to about there.
He probably finds it really funny that your teammate just walked out because he's ethereal. He'd rage quit.
Like, I love sugar.
I'm going to go right here, and I'm going to stab this dude with a rapier.
Okay.
That is an 18 to hit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's 13 damage. That's max damage for me.
It's really good.
And then I'm going to use my, as a bonus action, I'm going to use my rabbit hop. I can jump 15 feet without provoking an attack of opportunity. Ha! How about you?
Do a backflip.
I did do a backflip. Did it look cool?
Yes.
It looked amazing.
I'm pretty awesome. Pass my turn.
Okay.
Wait, you should molasses somebody.
I guess I can only move it as a bonus action. Hold on. So I need something. You can move. Oh, I could have moved it before I rolled, but I rolled to catch this person.
Okay.
So technically, I don't think that they moved until their turn, because it's till the end of their turn they're giggling.
All right. So as you stab it and start jumping away, looking awesome and stuff, behind you, the drowned master, you see like a bunch of water come just pouring out of it, Alita, all around you. And it's cold water. Yeah.
I poked a hole in it.
Yeah. It's so cold, in fact, you take 1 damage.
Sorry.
I got goosebumps.
Sorry. I thought it was cool.
Okay. And
I have a cork.
Takes a swing at Alita. Let's see. 16 to hit Alita. Does that hit your AC?
Where is that? No. It's 18.
Nope. Okay. Damn.
That's respectable.
All right. You see a tentacle come out from its stomach and come to smack you as well.
Gross.
It is horrifying. Gross. A net 20 on it.
No.
So let me ask you this. I have cutting words, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I subtract that number, would that take away the crit if I use cutting words on it?
I would think so, wouldn't it?
I think so. Let me read cutting words. As a reaction, when a creature that's not immune to being charmed, you can see within 60 feet, makes an attack roll, ability check, or damage roll, you can expend 1 use of the Bardic Inspiration, roll the dice, and subtract that number from the creature's roll. You can do so after the roll, but before knowing the result. So okay. I just subtract
it. Well, unfortunately, roll, right? I just looked it up, and Jeremy Crawford says it can't nullify a critical hit.
Okay, well, then never mind.
I'll post it in chat.
No, I believe you. If you looked it up.
No, just look for me later.
Mm-hmm.
No bonus or penalty can negate it. Wonder why? Because like that wasn't his original ruling, apparently. Drama.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he reversed it.
I thought it was somewhere in the player's handbook that a critical hit always hits no matter what.
It might be that. Yeah, that might be why. Okay. All right, you take 20 necrotic damage on Alita.
Damn.
Oh, Wait, okay, necrotic. There's something about that.
Well, no.
I have defenses.
Oh, yeah, because...
against necrotic.
Resistant.
Yeah, Azamar, I think, gets resistance to necrotic damage, so you take half that.
Yeah, you take 10.
Damn.
That's nice.
That's good.
Okay, so the other thing is you need to roll a constitution saving throw as a tentacle critically wraps around your face.
Oh.
I guess. I don't know.
19.
Okay, you're good. All right, no more weird stuff happens then to you.
Does the tentacle go away?
Well, no, it's still slapping you as we go on, move on to the tome door. Maeve, it's your turn.
I'm gonna shoot him. So is she still threatening him even with his tentacle on her face?
Well, it's not like on her face anymore. He's just like hitting her with it. But yeah, she's threatening him.
So roll at 11, but I add 6. So 17 to hit.
That's a hit.
18, 6, 24 damage.
Okay.
Then I will go over there and hide again.
Okay. Erevan.
Well, Erevan is just going to keep moving, I suppose. Gonna dash again. I suppose that's his turn. Does anything change when he steps back into the hallway?
No, like, it's really a strange realization that, you know, you're just an illusion, but, like, it feels your eyes are where they should be, you know. Your hands, you can see them, but they go through things.
Still nothing from the pressure plate when he stepped over it again?
So far as he can... Yeah, so, like, when you step on it, it doesn't activate. It's as though it's like you're weightless and you can't interact with anything around you.
So absolutely nothing changed then.
Nothing's changed.
F8. Just kidding.
Peter.
Well, up 10 feet. I can move it. It wouldn't hit it. I'm going to move it here, I guess.
I'll let you move it.
Oh, I'm in the wrong thing. And we'll roll the D4. It's a 2.
Oh, wow. We're going to use all of this.
Yeah. Bouquets of flowers appear all around. Each creature in the cube must succeed on a dex saving throw or be blinded until the start of my next turn as the flowers spray water into their faces.
God damn it. 7. So it's like a 9.
He's getting water sprayed in his face. He's blinded. That spell's doing work. You're at the mall. Smell this.
Right, I'll need to.
That's just the spell. I can move. It doesn't even. I'm concentrating, but it doesn't cause an action to move it or do anything. I just can move it.
Wow.
17. The tomb dwarf is no longer laughing. So, I'll say, why so serious? I don't know. Vicious mockery. Wisdom 15. On the tomb dwarf.
Fail.
That's 8 damage. And it's max damage. And it has disadvantage on its next attack roll.
Gotcha.
Until the end of my turn, I believe. That's
your next turn, I imagine. Alita.
Okay.
I think you have advantage on the drowned master because it's blinded.
I think so, too.
But I don't know. There's a lot of flowers in the way.
Well... I think I'll go ahead and use my spear. Okay, and I have advantage, so try that again. Oh, goodness. 11 did not hit. Yep. Okay, 24?
Yep.
All right, and then okay, 7 damage. Can I use healing hands on myself?
I would think so.
But I probably would have had to do that, like, first.
What's the action on it?
Once per long rest as an action, touch a creature and restore 7 hit points.
Yeah, you start attacking, so that's your action.
Yeah. So I could just do...
Which you could, I don't know, we can just give him 7 hit points back and you can healing hands if you really wanted to. Your choice.
Gosh, I haven't been using these things. Ooh, okay, let's do this stunning strike. When you hit with a melee weapon attack, you can spend 1 key point to make the target stunned until the end of the next turn if it fails a con saving throw. Or I mean, because he's not like already stunned, or is he already stunned?
He is not stunned, no.
Okay. All right, so let's do that. Blinded.
Okay, so he needs to make a con saving throw. He's going to fail at whatever it is.
It's 14.
So he's stunned now?
Yes.
He's blind.
Till the end of my next turn.
Okay. Well, I think you still have another attack from your extra attack.
Well, that was my extra. Remember, my first one didn't hit.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm so sorry. All right. And you spend a key point. Anything else, or is that the end of your turn?
Yeah, that's the end.
Did you take a bonus action yet?
Bonus action?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
So you took your action to attack twice, right?
Okay.
And then as a bonus action, you can kick it in the chin.
Can I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, there. Okay. You can make one unarmed strike as a bonus action. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to try right in the chin.
Okay.
Or wait, should I be like trying to get this tentacle off of me?
it is off from you now.
Okay.
It's flailing around in front of you, but it's not.
Oh, well. I didn't manage this. It's 8.
Okay. Now you have advantage.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's try again. It's 8 again. The heck?
Oh, okay.
Well, we have double secret, triple advantage. I'm just kidding.
Okay, so it's the start of its turn. It's stunned, so it can't do anything. And it's blinded. However, Alita, you are going to take... That's the wrong die. 7 cold damage.
Oh, shit, I forgot the cork.
Now, it's the start of the tome dwarf, and it's no longer laughing. It's disadvantage on its attack. You're hiding, aren't you?
I was hiding, but I think you get a perception to, like, try to find me or whatever. That's how that works.
His passive is too low to see you.
Well, what is his passive? Because I got lower the second time.
All right, that's a miss on Alita. His passive is 11.
Oh, yeah.
14.
He didn't see shit.
Okay, so it's actually your turn, Maeve.
Okay. I want to shoot the tentacled freak. That's a 16 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
You have advantage.
Oh, maybe I should roll again, see if I can get a 20. But he only has 10 hit points, but whatever.
Overkill.
I got a 20 without the 0, also known as a 2.
Oh.
So we'll take the first one.
Whoopsie.
So I always forget to add the 6. So 18 plus 6 is 24 hit damage.
Snipe him in the eye.
Yeah, damn.
I hit the tentacle because I hate tentacles.
Okay, it's gone.
As a bonus action, I toss her a blanket. I'm just
You look cold.
Do it.
It's now pinned to the wall behind Alita by the tentacle. The stomach tentacle.
Gross.
What, the blanket?
No, the master. Like she said she was going to hit it in tentacle. So the arrow hit the tentacle. Yeah.
She Robin Hoods her a blanket. kills the drowned master. Sticks a blanket to the wall. Take this. You look cold. Then hide.
Yeah, I was gonna say my last part of my turn, I'm gonna hide again.
Okay. Right, you can't see me.
So, to Erevan's knowledge, is he actually on the ethereal plane?
You don't see, like, the room is material plane that you're looking around on. So, you would have noticed if you're actually on the ethereal plane, but you look. Are you're pretty sure that you yourself are ethereal, like you are an illusion.
Yeah. Well,
and somehow you're in control of it.
He got nothing better to do, so he's going to run over to this pedestal, hop up top, and start doing a Fortnite dance.
You fall right through the pedestal.
How am I on the ground?
No, you hop up on there. It's fine.
you're gonna hop up there and start hitting the gritty and be like, I am hitting the gritty for Kerast.
I'm sorry. I was not expecting this to happen to you, Erevan, but there you go. All right, Pater.
Hey.
Who were you expecting it to happen to?
I can't answer that. I just want him to know I wasn't aiming for him.
Yeah, I just want to know who's targeted here. Who do you hate?
The tomb dwarf has molasses.
Well, you see, if I was actually on the ethereal plane, I could have just banished myself and would have been fine, but, you know.
That's pretty, that's a really smart idea, but no, yeah. You're pretty sure you're not on the ethereal plane. All right, so he's molasses. What else does Peter do?
What does he have to do is the question.
I recommend ye old bow and arrow.
I do not have one of those. I pull out the loot and I say, you found yourself in a sticky situation. Wisdom saving throw 15.
Fails.
All right. 7 points of emotional damage and disadvantage on his next attack.
Gotcha. Olita.
Okay, where is that? Okay, I'm going to do my wholeness of body and regain 21 hit points.
Okay, so you're back to full.
Okay, and then let's see, in order to do something else, I don't know. So I did that as my action. I'm not sure if I can actually manage anything else. That might be it.
Okay. Tome Dwarf, it's going to take its action, and it's going to be a mess no matter what. Maeve.
Okie dokie. Alita is doing plenty, just standing there looking menacing, because that helps me shoot harder. So I'm going to shoot it harder. 18 to hit.
Okay.
22 damage.
Damn.
That's a lot of damage. Anything else?
I'll duck down and hide again, because that's just my signature move at this point.
Erevan / Peter.
Erevan is still hitting the gritty. End of turn.
Two?
Flowers, right?
Yep, it needs to make a dexterity save.
I might have made it with 15.
15 is exactly what you needed. No flowers.
Wait, what did I roll? It was a 14.
Yeah. Oh, 14. Well, then flowers.
Okay.
I'm going to try to stab it.
Blinded, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to try to stab it with the rapier. Oh, that's bad. I rolled a 7, but it's plus 8, so it's 15.
That's good.
Yeah. I thought 6 points of damage. I'll stay there. I'm going to hold that whole movement to get there.
Headbutted Alita.
Oh, it's me?
Yep.
Okay, let's go for a headbutt then. 15.
Yep.
6 damage.
And it's dead.
If there are no enemies, if there are no enemies about, then I want to run out and throw my crowbar back on that pressure plate and see if it helps Erevan back to this plane.
Hey, the smell of apple pie surrounds us. And we got to make a wisdom saving throw or be charmed by me.
What did you do?
Apple pie.
I rolled a 3.
I also just rolled a 3. Do I have any wisdom to add to that? Okay, so 6.
Yep. We're both charmed by me.
What is
that? Is some nice apple pie.
Dude, I really want some pie right now. I heard Maeve can make pie. Maeve, have you made pie?
So not recently, but sure, I can try. I got a 17 though.
You gotta be in this little thing. I moved the spell on top of us.
Why'd you do that?
Because I wanted to use all the functions.
He wanted apple pie.
And I used all 4 of them in this this fight. Before I dropped it, I wanted to use it.
Well, since he's feeling so happy, I'll throw a trail ration at him and be like, rumors has it this tastes like apple pie. Enjoy.
Now, because I smell apple pie so strongly, does that take on the taste of apple pie?
Sure.
I break off half of it and give it to Alita.
Wait, what are we eating?
Apple pie flavored trail rations that Maeve gave us.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is the best apple pie. Thanks, Maeve.
Told you she can make pie. And then I drop the spell.
Erevan is still dancing on the pedestal in the back.
I am currently hitting the gritty for Kerast.
Can I make a check to know what hitting the gritty for Kerast means?
Do I have to Google it?
Yeah.
Do you like a knowledge Google?
Okay. I'll roll a straight D20 then. I got a 4. I don't know how to spell that.
Your search skills fail you.
Is that like knowledge local from ye old versions?
Okay, so yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? When you throw the crowbar on the pressure plate, it does activate, but nothing seems to happen. And Erevan doesn't change, I guess. He's still dancing the gritty.
He's still hitting the gritty.
Mm-hmm. So if we were to search our memories, at what point did he go weird? Would we know that?
You didn't notice him go weird until his attack went through the drowned master.
Well, Erevan's assumption, and he would share this with the rest of the party, is that he started going weird when the dwarf ghost disappeared, and that's why he tried going back into that room and back.
Yeah, did you have him do a saving throw after we went through that door?
Depending on the saving throw, sometimes the characters don't know that.
I was going to just say, like, that's the first time I've ever heard a Lita metagame.
Yeah.
What?
No, but to answer your question, there was a saving throw when you guys went into the hallway. But yeah, like, I can't remember who just said that. I think it was Erevan. The characters wouldn't know that.
So is there anything? Go ahead.
I was saying, we didn't notice anything until he attacked, so he must have seemed normal out in the hallway.
Uh-oh.
Can I do an Arcana check to see what might cause this kind of condition?
What would or cause a knowledge? This?
Erevan already did one and got a nat 20, so if he doesn't know, I don't think it's possible that anyone else would know.
Okay, can I investigate that pressure plate?
If you'd like, yeah.
Yeah, where is it? Okay. I suck at investigating.
I've been fiddling with it for a while, and I haven't figured out what it does, what it's attached to, or anything.
That is a pressure plate, all right. I rolled a 6.
Okay, well, as you don't see what the pressure plate is connected to. It doesn't seem to be connected to anything Maeve had investigated before. That's what she determined.
I want to investigate that corner where that guy was hiding out.
This over here? Okay. Did you roll it?
I was fiddling with my thing. It's moving weirdly. 12 plus 5, 17.
All right. You don't see anything strange, out of place, and you're not finding any devices there.
Well, shoot. Erevan's like a ghost now. It's like his face got stuck that way from all of his goofing around.
Can I check this sarcophagus that the dwarf was in?
It's an empty sarcophagus.
Did the dwarf or the drowned guy have anything on them other than cold liquid coming out of that thing, which I plug with a cork?
The tomb dwarf would have a battle axe on it. It's not particularly good.
Okay.
The drowned master, as you're looking through him, how hard do you investigate the drowned master?
Well, I did cork up the hole that was spilling out, so moderately. Do you want me to roll it?
Yeah, go ahead and roll investigation.
I rolled a 15, 13 plus 2.
Okay, you think that this undead creature might have been diseased.
Oh, I wipe my hands off. Do I feel diseased?
You don't think so.
Okay.
I want to investigate the sarcophagus where I originally awakened the first dwarf thing because it was slightly open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't see anything in there when you're looking in there. So as you were looking through them, the drowned master, Peter, you found a stone slab on him that was, when you touch it, it starts glowing. Looks like a broken off piece of stone. Go ahead.
I didn't do it.
You see strange magical runes on it.
I found his tablet. I sent myself some free lives in Candy Crush. Anybody else want this?
Maybe we can sell it. Yeah, so is this like an Arcana thing to see if this is what is messing with Erevan?
Sure.
17?
All right, so there is a magical property to it, obviously, as you're inspecting the rune. It looks like it's broken off from some circular device. You don't see anything on it that seems to be affecting Erevan, and his, again, he just keeps dancing as you play with it. Unless, I don't know how long Erevan's going to dance up there, but...
I mean, he's got nothing better to do.
Does it have, like, a revolving thing in the middle?
A revolving thing in the middle?
Yeah, like no. Night at the Museum?
No, I don't think so.
Can any of us read the runes?
No. No, they're definitely arcane runes, though. Look like they were probably part of a either like a spell or some kind of ritualistic device, perhaps.
It looks like a piece of it?
Yep.
Huh.
I mean, is it maybe what reanimated that guy?
Well, he looks like he's diseased, so I hand you the tablet.
You already dealt with the tentacle.
Yeah, I mean, like, here.
Need a shower. Okay, so is it still glowing?
Yeah, it's still glowing when you touch it.
Do you think our princess is in another castle? I mean, like, should we continue to, like, let Erevan dance and we continue to search this place, or?
Are there any other doors in this room?
This room, you don't see any.
I'm still curious. I forget what you said about this thing down here on the wall. I see that there's one over here and then a bunch on the wall up opposite. Is it just a feature of the wall that doesn't look interesting? Or is there... Oh, you said there were skulls on display, actually, is what you said, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take another gander and look at the ones opposite. I don't know why.
I had to reload.
Reload what?
My tab, because I was like having problems moving stuff.
Oh, I think I'm having the same issue. I've been having it since our internet was rebooted, so maybe that's what the issue is.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, I want to investigate the wall and all these skeleton skulls or whatever, see if there's anything cool. Because it looks like they're arrayed in different displays in each square.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of want to like look and see if it's some sort of a puzzle or a pattern or something like that.
Go and roll an investigation.
16.
16. Okay. As you're playing with the skulls and moving them aside and the other parts of this shelf, just kind of looking through, it looks like it was like just set up ritualistically until you find little needle holes in the back. It looks like something can come through there. Probably little darts or something.
So murder holes.
Sort of, yeah.
There's a trap behind the skulls.
Do you want to stick your app to one of the holes and look through?
How small are the needle holes? Because, like, are they the size of her little darts, or could I stick my rapier in there?
You could probably stick it into a, like an inch or something. But they're pretty small. They're smaller than her darts that she throws.
Lockpicking tools?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Go ahead and roll a sleight of hand.
14.
Okay, you feel your tools catch onto something that is loose inside of the hole.
I have no idea what it is.
No, it seems to be locked in place. But there's definitely something that can be moved around inside of there.
No sign of a larger magical rune thing that tablet would have been removed from?
You don't see anything in here, no.
Well, I'm stumped. What's this feature on the wall over here?
It's just a display of skulls and stuff.
I guess our elf is stuck like that.